or shaken pool under the heavens cool, where racing clouds were torn and rent. It passed the lonely mountain bare, and swept above the dragon's lair. There black and dark lay Balder's stock, and flying smoke was in the air. It left the world and took its flight over the wide seas of the night. The moon set sail upon the gale, and stars were fanned to leaping light.
Bilbo began to nod again. Suddenly up stood Gandalf.
"It's time for us to sleep," he said. "For us, but not, I think, for Beorn. In this hall we can rest sound and safe, but I warn you all not to forget what Beorn said before he left us. You must not stray outside until the sun is up, on your peril."
Bilbo found that beds had already been laid at the side of the hall, on a sort of raised platform between the pillars and the outer wall. For him there was a little mattress of straw and woolen blankets. He snuggled into them very gladly, summertime though it was. The fire burned low and he fell asleep. Yet in the night he woke. The fire had now sunk to a few embers. The dwarves and Gandalf were all asleep, to judge by their breathing. A splash of white on the floor came from the high moon, which was peering down through the smoke hole in the roof. There was a growling sound outside, and a noise as of some great animal scuffling at the door. Bilbo wondered what it was, and whether it could be Beorn in enchanted shape, and if he would come in as a bear and kill them. He dived under the blankets and hid his head, and fell asleep again at last in spite of his fears. It was full morning when he awoke. One of the dwarves had fallen over him in the shadows where he lay, and had rolled down with a bump from the platform onto the floor. It was Bofa, and he was grumbling about it when Bilbo opened his eyes.